Welcome back to the Just Act podcast. I'm Dr. Ashley Fiorelli, your host and guide on this journey towards psychological flexibility and personal transformation. If you're new to the podcast, Just Act is all about acceptance and commitment therapy, or ACT, and how you can help clarify and transform different aspects of your daily life. As a behavior analyst, trauma-informed practitioner, yoga teacher, and lifelong learner, I'm excited to share the insights and techniques that have helped me and countless others find greater meaning, purpose, and happiness. Whether you're a seeker of information, a seeker of self-reflection, or a seeker of creating positive change for yourself, this podcast is for you. You can always join me for workshops, online courses, and personalized coaching to deepen your practice and accelerate your growth. Visit my website to learn more and sign up today. As always, I want to emphasize that the information shared here is not a substitute for mental health services and support. Instead, each episode is my hope to provide a different perspective in looking at daily challenges, struggles, and growth opportunities. By cultivating psychological flexibility, we can learn to make decisions based on the present moment, our values, and the willingness to hold space for uncomfortable feelings along the way. So whether you're just getting started or continuing on your ACT journey, thank you for joining me on this path towards greater well-being and fulfillment. Let's just ACT. Welcome back to the Just ACT podcast, where we explore the barriers to taking action and finding flexibility in your daily life. Today's episode delves into the concept of inaction and the role of inflexibility in hindering your ability to move forward. Inaction often stems from a place of fear, uncertainty, not knowing where to begin, how to break your journey into small, manageable steps, or even a sense of being overwhelmed by the tasks ahead. It's a common experience, but when inaction becomes a pattern, it can lead to stagnation and missed opportunities for your own growth. Today, we'll explore the roots of inaction, how it relates to inflexibility, and strategies for breaking free from its grip. Let's begin by revisiting the concept of fusion, a key component of acceptance and commitment therapy. Fusion occurs when we become so entangled with our thoughts and emotions that these thoughts seem to dictate our actions or inactions without question. Recognizing fusion is the first step towards reclaiming agency over your life. If you want to dive back into a deeper understanding of fusion, see today's show notes for links to previous episodes on it. Here are some signs that fusion and inaction may be at play in your life. Number one, analysis paralysis. Analysis paralysis occurs when you overthink a situation to the point of being unable to make a decision or take action. Research by Schwartz, 2004, suggests that having too many choices can lead to decision fatigue, causing individuals to delay or avoid making decisions altogether. This tendency can result in missed opportunities and increased stress levels. Analysis paralysis might look like spending excessive time researching and deliberating over trivial decisions, such as which restaurant or which movie to go to, consistently second-guessing yourself and seeking reassurance from others before making any decisions, or creating elaborate pro and con lists before actually committing to a course of action. Number two, perfectionism. Perfectionism involves holding on to impossibly high standards and expectations, which can lead to procrastination and inaction. According to research by Hewitt and Flett in 1991, perfectionism is associated with increased levels of stress, anxiety, and depression. If you're here, you may delay taking action until conditions are quote-unquote perfect, fearing criticism or failure if your efforts fall short of your unrealistic standards. This may look like procrastinating on starting a project or a task until all of the conditions are perfect, such as having the ideal workspace or the perfect set of tools. It might be avoiding challenges or new opportunities that might risk exposing flaws or your imperfections. Or it could be criticizing yourself harshly for perceived mistakes or shortcomings, leading to a cycle of self-doubt and avoidance. Number three, fear of failure. Fear of failure is a common psychological barrier that can prevent you from taking risks and pursuing your goals. Research by Elliott and McGregor, 2001, suggests that fear of failure is linked to a fear of negative evaluation and a desire to maintain a positive self-image. This fear can lead to avoidance behavior and a reluctance to step outside of your comfort zone. This can show up as avoiding taking on new responsibilities or projects for fear of not meeting expectations or making mistakes, preferring to stay within your comfort zone rather than trying something new or unfamiliar, engaging in self-sabotaging behaviors to avoid potential failure, such as procrastinating until the deadlines are looming, kind of that dangerously close level. Number four, avoidance. Avoidance involves actively stepping away from challenges or discomfort rather than confronting them directly. Research by Hayes et al. In 1999 highlights how avoidance behaviors can reinforce feelings of anxiety and perpetuate patterns of inaction. Avoidance strategies may provide temporary relief, but they are ultimately hindering personal growth and prevent you from fully engaging with opportunities. These avoidance behaviors might look like ignoring important tasks or responsibility in favor of engaging in distracting activities such as excessive social media scrolling or binge-watching TV shows, dodging difficult conversations or conflicts with others by pretending everything's fine, or withdrawing from social interactions altogether, or putting off dealing with unpleasant or uncomfortable emotions by numbing yourself with substances or distractions. Number five. Overwhelm. Overwhelm occurs when you feel inundated by the sheer volume of tasks, responsibilities, or demands on your time and your energy. Research by Segerstrom et al. 2003 suggests that chronic stress and overwhelm can impair cognitive functioning and decision-making abilities. You may experience difficulty prioritizing tasks and may become stuck in a cycle of inaction due to feeling overwhelmed by the workload. Overwhelm might show up like feeling paralyzed by the sheer number of tasks on your to-do list, not knowing where to start, becoming easily distracted and unable to focus on completing one task at a time, and experiencing physical symptoms of stress such as tension headaches or difficulty sleeping as a result of that perpetually overwhelmed feeling. By understanding these patterns and their underlying mechanisms, you can begin to recognize when you're experiencing inaction due to factors such as analysis paralysis, perfectionism, fear of failure, avoidance, or overwhelm. This awareness can empower you to challenge these patterns and take steps towards greater flexibility and effectiveness in your life. Here are some reflective questions to consider in relation to patterns of inaction. For analysis paralysis, do I find myself spending excessive time researching or deliberating over decisions? How often do I second-guess myself or seek reassurance from others before taking action? What strategies can I use to make decisions more efficiently and confidently? For perfectionism, how does my pursuit of perfectionism impact my ability to start and complete tasks? What are the underlying beliefs or fears driving my need for perfection? How can I practice self-compassion and acceptance of my imperfect self and the work that I do? Fear of failure. In what areas of my life do I tend to avoid taking risks or trying new things? How does the fear of failure influence my decisions and actions on a daily basis? What steps can I take to embrace failure as a natural part of learning and growth? For avoidance, what uncomfortable tasks or emotions do I tend to avoid confronting? How does the avoidance contribute to feelings of stress or dissatisfaction in my life? What coping strategies can I develop to face challenges head-on rather than avoiding them? And lastly, for overwhelm, how often do I feel overwhelmed by my workload or responsibilities? What warning signs or symptoms indicate that I'm experiencing overwhelm? And what strategies can I implement to prioritize tasks, delegate responsibilities, and manage stress more effectively? Okay, so now we're going to shift briefly to how to move into action more effectively. Recognizing fusion and that inactive piece is only half the battle. The real work lies in cultivating psychological flexibility, that ability to adapt and respond to your challenges with openness and resilience. So, how can you break free from this grip of inaction and embrace flexibility in your life? Here are some things to consider. Mindfulness practices. In the midst of your busy lives, moments of stillness and reflection can be really rare to find. Yet it's in these moments that you find the power to break free from that grip of inaction. Mindfulness practices offer a pathway to reclaim your presence and the ability to anchor yourself in the here and the now. Through mindfulness, you learn to observe your thoughts and emotions without getting entangled in them. You become a witness to that ebb and flow of your inner landscape, gaining clarity and insight into the patterns that hold you back. Values clarification. Your values are like stars guiding you through the darkness, giving you light on the path ahead. Yet in the hustle and bustle of daily life, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters to you. Value clarification invites you to pause, to reflect deeply on the principles that define who you are and what you stand for. With each reflection, your values come into sharper focus, casting light onto the choices that lie before you. As you align your actions with your deepest aspirations, you're able to step into a life of greater purpose and authenticity. The path may not always be easy, but with your values as this compass, as your compass, you walk with clarity and conviction. Small incremental steps. So the journey of 1,000 miles or behavior change or change for yourself begins with a single step. In the face of these daunting tasks, these lofty life goals, it's easy to feel that overwhelmed, that paralyzed by the enormity of this challenge that you might be facing. Yet it's often in these smallest of actions that you're able to find those seeds of stepping forward, that seed of transformation. Breaking your journey into manageable increments, you begin to climb the slope. You begin to climb the mountain in front of you, one step, then another. Each movement carries you closer to your destination. Each breath is a testament to your resilience and your determination. And as you look back, you can see how far you've come and that destination feels within reach. Self-compassion. In a world that demands perfection, which we already talked about, the impacts of that, self-compassion offers you a refuge, a sanctuary of kindness and understanding. It's that gentle voice that whispers, "You are enough, just as you are." In moments of struggle and self-doubt, it's the balm that soothes your weary heart. With self-compassion as your guiding light, you can navigate the highs and lows of life with grace and resilience. You recognize that mistakes are part of the journey, and imperfection is the essence of being human. With each act of self-kindness, you nourish the seeds of self-worth and cultivate a garden of inner peace. Accountability partners. So in this tapestry of human life, human connection, accountability partners are the threads that bind us together. They offer us the support, the encouragement along the way. They're the friends who cheer you on when the road gets tough, the mentors who hold you to your highest potential. Together, you can set intentions and goals. You chart this course forward to the brighter tomorrow towards that destination you want for yourself. Together, you set intentions and goals, charting this course forward for yourself. Through the shared victories and shared challenges, you are able to embrace the beauty of accountability. You discover the power of collective strength, and your journey becomes so much sweeter because you're walking it with someone. So in these strategies for overcoming inaction that we talked about, mindfulness, values clarification, taking those small incremental steps, self-compassion, and getting yourself an accountability partner, they all play a vital role kind of for your growth, for your transformation. So incorporating these strategies into your life, you can start to overcome patterns of inaction if that's there for you and cultivate a greater sense of purpose, resilience, and fulfillment. Now I invite you to reflect on your own relationship with inaction and flexibility. What are some reoccurring patterns of inaction in your life? How do your thoughts and emotions influence your ability to take action? What values are most important to you, and how can they inform your decisions moving forward? And lastly, what small steps can you take today, right now, right in this moment, to move closer to your goals, even in the face of uncertainty? Remember, breaking through in action requires courage, resilience, and a willingness to embrace discomfort. By cultivating flexibility in your life, you open yourself up to new possibilities and opportunity for growth. So let's take that first step together and let's keep moving forward. Together, we can embrace the challenges that lie ahead and step boldly into a future filled with possibility and purpose. Until next episode, may you walk with courage, kindness, and unwavering determination. Keep shining bright, and may your journey be filled with moments of growth, joy, and profound transformation. If you found this episode insightful, please consider leaving a review, a 5-star rating, share this episode with friends, family, and partners who may benefit from the insights provided. Thank you for joining on the Just Act podcast, and as always, thank you for being you. That's it for today's episode of the Just Act podcast. I hope you found the discussion helpful and informative. Remember, you can always find the links to any resources or references mentioned in the episode in the show notes. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback about today's episode or any suggestions for future topics you'd like me to cover, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can contact me directly via email at info@bestillbeconnected.com or follow me on Instagram at AshNFIO. As always, I want to leave you with a catchy ACT phrase to help you stay motivated and focused on your journey towards greater psychological flexibility. So today's phrase is, act now, not later. Remember, the only way to create lasting change in your life is to take action in the present moment in alignment with your values and your goals. Thank you again for listening to the Just Act podcast, and I look forward to connecting with you in our next episode.